10177 Dale E. and Jean L. Witzel, north of Road 312, 780 feet west of Road 297. They're seeking a variance from minimum acreage requirement to place an accessory structure without a main dwelling.
Names and addresses, please.
Jean L. Witzel. 22464 River Road. Mousborough, PA.
Mousborough.
Could be place we want the variance on is at 32533 River Road.
Okay, Dale E. Witzel.
Both swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Take the podium.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi.
Can you explain to the board your request?
We request variance because we built a garage on a property that doesn't have quiet an acre of land without a house. We had a house, a large garage, a two-car garage with an attached shop, and we had a trailer with a large porch on it and a travel trailer 30 foot long, and we tore all that down. Now, we thought we had all the permits. We went through all the permits and everything we needed. But apparently, we needed a permit to put this garage on. Now, we supposedly we have 9/10 of an acre, and we need an acre. Now, we understood that we needed to have a building put 40 foot back from the front and 10 feet on each of the other sides. And we have like 129 foot from the front of the garage to the street, and we have more than 10 feet on the other three sides, much more than 10 feet. We really thought when we asked all the questions and we were told what permits to get, we got everything, but somewhere along the line, we weren't told we needed this permit.
Mr. Chairman, I can make this a little clearer. I know it's tough for you. They applied for a permit, okay, to place a accessory structure, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And the counter, and they were not told that they can't apply when they took down the mobile home, etc., that they were less than an acre, and you can't place an accessory structure on less than an acre. So that's the reason we waived it. I have some pictures here to show you before and after what the structure looks like. And the applicant was told that they could not have an accessory structure without a main dwelling on less than 1 acre. So they tore down the old structure, and the application was given, okay, to them. And now we've waived it because they got the permit to do it, and they need an adjustment. 1 acre, which is 43,560 square feet, so they need an adjustment of 13,000, I guess, 300 feet, which will put them in compliance. Their setbacks are fine, but they need the adjustment on the acreage.
13,300 square feet.
Right. They only have 13,300.
Do you have an adjacent parcel of land to this?
It's not adjacent. It's about a block up the road. We are on the opposite side, on the river side.
So that's where your dwelling is?
That's where our dwelling is.
Let me stand corrected on that. I said 13,300 adjustment. It's 43,560 square foot adjustment. They only had 13,300.
So you don't have any plans to put a dwelling on this property?
We do when we get money, but we didn't plan on buying that house up the street either. So we were planning on putting a house on it, and then we... and we will when we get some money now.
So the purpose of this structure is for storage?
Storage for our boats and, you know, other equipment that we have. And a little workshop for him to do just his...
And the previous structure was used for storage?
Was used for storage for the boats and so forth, and he had a little workshop on the end of that, too.
Every man needs a doghouse.
I call it his man cave.
I got you.
Nice man cave.
Yeah, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Room for rent. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Borman?
No.
Mr. Stretch?
No.
And Mr. Mills?
Yep.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, because the parcel is in the area it is in Oak Orchard, I believe it makes it unique. And as with all, most of the lots down there are smaller. I believe that the variance will enable reasonable use that may not be able to be developed otherwise. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Therefore, I would make a motion to approve case number 10,177.
Do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,177. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Case.